Amen. Thank you, Will. Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to 2 Thessalonians, the book of 2 Thessalonians. Paul is writing to a group of believers. These two books, 1 and 2, address some interesting situations within the church, just what they are doing in light of the Lord's coming. Then he calls them at the end of 2 Thessalonians to not be weary in well-doing. At the end of the first chapter of 2 Thessalonians, verses 11 and 12, Paul prays for them. And in doing that, he says some interesting things. There's a sense in which you learn about a person's real heart for you when you hear them pray for you. So I encourage you to pray together often. Pray for one another together often. And I hope as we finish up this year, even in light of parting and going separate ways this summer, some who will not be back with us at all, some who will come back together again, I hope even going through this final week and exams and all of those things that you will find times to get together and pray for one another. In particular, pray for each other with what God wants to do in your life this summer. Paul writes this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 11, 12. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't think the actual intention of Paul's heart with regard to what he's trying to say to these believers comes across clearly in the King James. It's here, but if you're not reading with a mindset of Elizabethan English, I think for us, we read that and we could kind of miss it. It almost feels detached. And so I just want to give you a few thoughts with regard to what I think Paul is saying here. Notice that he says, that he's praying for them, that God would count you worthy of this calling. And really, I think the idea is that God would be doing a work in you that enables you to live in a worthy manner. That God would make them worthy. And that this is an active work. It's not a future thing, but this would be the result of God's working in their lives, present tense. This is what God is doing. He's working in our lives. He's working in our hearts. He's changing our thinking. He's transforming our behavior. And all of that is now to help our lives match who we are now in Christ. And so, in a sense, this is God's work in you. And I think that sense of God's work in you pervades this whole prayer. In other words, I think the first thing he's going to talk about here is that God's doing a work in you to produce something. And I think that product is the product of your life, but it's the product of your life to do something. In other words, God's doing a work in your heart that brings about a desire to do something for a specific purpose. And what that thing is, we'll see next, and what that purpose is, we'll see at the end of this passage. Young people, I want to challenge you as you think about the summer. It's easy for us to think about, okay, the first thing I'm going to do is take a break, and I agree with you. Let's take a break. But then some of us have to get right back to work, and some of us have other plans, and we need to actually have time to rest so that we can do that well. But I want to give you an overarching thought with regard to your summer. And that is for you to look for and embrace the work that God is doing in you. Sometimes we do college, and if you haven't noticed, it's kind of busy. Like there's lots going on. There's all kinds of great things going on, but there's a lot of great things going on. And there's classes, and we get really busy. And there are windows of time where we need to step back from that and actually just say, now, God, what are you doing in my life? What are you producing in me? I want to see that because I want to lean into that. That's really what I'm after. And I want to encourage you as you contemplate this summer, take some time and lean into the Lord and say, God, what are you doing in my life? What is it that you're stirring in my heart? How are you directing my steps? Because it's through that work that you will actually make me who I should be, or you'll help me to walk worthy. God's work in you. But then notice this next little phrase. And fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Let me give you what a couple of other translations do with that little phrase. Fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power. I hope you see there that now he's talking about God's work through you. Another translation puts it this way, and I like this. May he give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do. If you will, it's actually got a whole lot more intention or action in it than maybe the way we would read this in the King James. May he give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do. In other words, as you set a desire, or as you notice reach or reach beyond yourself, as God prompts your heart to reach beyond yourself, maybe to reach beyond yourself and have a difficult conversation with somebody. Maybe reach beyond yourself and carry out an act of evangelism. Maybe reach beyond yourself and take a summer and give it up for ministry. Maybe reach beyond yourself to do something that is not normally comfortable for you. As God prompts your heart with that, Paul is praying that as you do that, that God would actually work within you. Give you the power, if you would, to accomplish that which your faith is prompting you to do. And he's tying this into the fact that if this is the way we live, this is actually the way that we walk worthy. And I have a heart that desires to go beyond my comfort zone to do something for God, that God implants that desire. And as I respond in obedience to that, if I reach beyond myself, Paul here is praying that God would empower them to actually accomplish that. How awesome would that be if we could look back on our summer and say, look what God did. Like, he put desires in my heart to do things outside of my comfort zone. And as I look back, he enabled me to do that. And he finishes this then with a purpose. Notice what he says. Verse 12, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a way for us to live this summer and give glory to God. It's to reach beyond yourself. And I really want to give you two thoughts with regard to reaching beyond yourself. I mentioned in chapel last week what tends to be going on in our world on college campuses. Young people, our world on our college campuses is a world on fire. Young people are up in arms, they're in panic, they're in turmoil, they're overcome with anger, and most of them don't actually know why. They just know they're stirred and they're passionate about something. And if that passion isn't about building something, it's going to find an outlet in destroying something. That's the way unfounded passion works. And I want to challenge you. With the gift that God has given you, we are a long, long way from perfect. But young people, you are special young people. The Spirit of God dwells in you. God works in your heart to reach beyond yourself. God put a desire for you to get a college education that was based in that, that you wanted to be more than what you otherwise were. You wanted to come to a place and get an education that would equip you for life, but you wanted to do it in a place where you got a biblical worldview. And friends, that is the difference between what we're seeing on secular college campuses today and what you're experiencing at Bob Jones University. It's the difference between embracing a worldly, secular humanism that wants to rule out God according to Romans 1 and ends in the confusion and destruction that Romans 1 describes, and you living with a view that says, you know what? I want to live under the authority of God. I want God to be at work in my life. I want to see God's world as an image bearer of God in the way that God sees it, and I want to steward my life and His creation for His glory. And that's the only difference. It's not that we're better. It's not that we're smarter. It's not that somehow we're even different. The difference is the Spirit of God using the truth of God in the lives of the people of God for the glory of God. And you are at a university where we have made that the entire intent of our education. We've striven to do that in a way that is excellent. And so we have all of the external measures of all of those universities. Why? Because we want God to be glorified in how you get trained and the pathways for careers that are open for you, because we want you to make a difference for Christ in His world. Why do I say that? Because, young people, I don't think there's ever been a time when you have an opportunity to actually tell people about what God is doing in your life at Bob Jones University. FOPS has been an unbelievable thing. A delay, confusion, all kinds of stuff. But you know what it's done? Right now, unlike any other time in history, in the United States of America, the month of May has become the prime month for people choosing colleges. And each of you knows a bunch of friends who are sitting there because they haven't found out what it's going to cost them yet. And I want to challenge you to go home in light of, this is not just about Bob Jones. This is about your friends and their lives. It's about how they will live for God in the world. And Bob Jones isn't the only place, but it is a place that will help them to see God's world through God's eyes. And I want to challenge you to go home and say, it's uncomfortable. I don't talk about college. I don't want them to think I'm bragging about my school. You know what? Get over it. Go brag about your school. But more than that, you have friends who more than ever in history will go to other places, and friends, their lives, their futures could be destroyed. And it's not because Bob Jones University can rescue them. It's because of the authority of God's word. Do we do it perfectly? We don't. But you know what? We are striving here to help you see what God says about your life in His world and how you ought to live in His world. And so I want to challenge you, every one of you, to go home with a purpose of finding someone who's in the throes of making a college decision and tell them what kind of biblical worldview education they can get at Bob Jones and why it matters. Reach beyond yourself. Secondly, I want to challenge you to reach beyond yourself with regard to ministry. Today, at the close of this chapel, we're going to invite people who are going to be a part intentionally of summer ministry. And by that, I want to help you understand the scope. You heard Will's testimony. There were times that I had an opportunity to go work at camp, and there were times that I went home and worked in a rock quarry. And I can tell you, after both of them, one did not necessarily make me more spiritual than the other. God didn't look at my two summers and say, now that was a good one and that was a bad one. We're in no way comparing. But what we want to do as a campus is have synergy with regard to what we know are opportunities for gospel work to get done. And that's why we'll pray for those who actually have the opportunity to do everything from doing a summer internship in ministry, working at a camp, going on a 1 week or 2 week mission trip, taking a week out of your summer to work at VBS at your camp, something like that, specific, where you can say, you know, this summer, there's something pointedly that I am going to do intentionally out of my summer for the sake of gospel ministry. We want to pray about that. We want that to be successful. And so when we do that at the end of the chapel, we're going to invite all those people to come. We'll sing while you get up here. And there's going to be a QR code that you can use. You see it. If you haven't, let us know that that is something that you are doing. I want you to scan that QR code and let us know, because we actually will do our best to partner you with somebody who will specifically pray for you and that ministry opportunity. We'll also work that those students who are going home to work and don't have that opportunity or have to actually pour themselves into getting a job so they can come back and get the incredible biblical worldview I talked about at the first part, want to pray for you, because we're a community, we're a family, we're a campus, and we want to join with you as Paul prays for these Thessalonians in the ministry that they were doing. And that's absolutely essential. Young people, I want to challenge you with regard to your summer, whether you have one of these opportunities or not. Reach beyond yourself. You say, well, I got to go home and I got to work, and it looks like Walmart, or it looks like Amazon warehouse, or it looks like yard work, or it looks like whatever. I want to challenge you. Yes, you have to do that. Yes, that is important. Yes, it's part of God's developing you during this phase of your life. It is God's will for you. But in addition to that, think about how could I then serve beyond that? That's what I'm doing. Can I be an usher in my church on Sunday? Can I sing in the choir? Can I volunteer this summer and replace a children's worker and give them the summer off? Can I do something? Reach beyond yourself and watch God empower you to do what actually might look like your ministry for Him for the rest of your life. That's what the rest of your life might look like, is doing those things while you work a job. Reach beyond yourself this summer and say, okay, what can I do, even though I'm going home to work as many hours as I can possibly work to pay my school bill? And I believe that what Paul prays for these Thessalonian believers can be true in your life, that you at the end of the summer will be able to look back and say, wow, look what God did in me. I reached and He empowered me, and empowering me, He changed me, and I'm changed for His glory. And I believe that we can come back to campus next fall rejoicing in the goodness of God for His glory, because He used an incredible army of incredibly special young people to change His world for His glory. Reach for God's glory.